Ralphie Show, really excited to have the entire band of One Republic in studio. Their new album, Native, is coming out on March 26th. Ryan, Zach, Brent, Drew, and Eddie all hanging out right now. Fellas, thank you so much. If I Lose Myself, this was inspired by Swedish House Mafia. Did I read that correctly?
It was inspired by a Swedish House Mafia set. It was just like overwhelming because I saw them like at Coachella. They like were the best performer that whole weekend. And I'm not a card-carrying electronic music fan. I'm just not.
Does it inspire more than one track on this new album?
It inspires the tempo of a lot of this album. Mm-hmm. So we just like, let's do it. Let's hit the nail on the head and let's capture that energy but still keep it sounding organic and like a band.
The album, of course, Native. We got One Republic here on the Ralphie Show. Dreaming Out Loud, Waking Up. We ran out of sleep themes, so we're with Native now. What happened?
Yeah. Narcolepsy.
Food coma.
Let's talk about the last two albums, though. We're going to play a little game, fellas. Is that cool?
Let's do it.
I'm going to play you a clip from that I heard on TV, and you guys are going to have to guess which One Republic song this clip reminded me of.
Okay.
All right. So the only clue I'm going to give you for each clip is that I'll tell you which album the song is off of that I'm referring to. So we're going to start with a song from Dreaming Out Loud. May not necessarily be a single, by the way. Maddie, you want to play the H clip first? That's HBO, by the way, what they play before their original series. So what track off of Dreaming Out Loud does that remind you of? Because when I heard the track, I immediately was like, wow, that sounds like that. Maddie, what did I tell you before this? This was either going to go great or it was going to fail.
No, but
so
it's
far,
funny.
We're not looking so good.
You're stumping the actual...
This was not a single.
Okay, it was not a single.
It wasn't a single, no.
I'll Fall Down.
Maddie. There you go.
There you go.
All right.
Thank you. Nice job.
All right. So, for one. Let's go to the next one. Now, this is a track off of Waking Up, but first we'll give you the clip that I heard, and I think this is going to be a rather easy one. Maddie, play the clip, please.
Fear.
Yeah, go ahead and play One Republic Fear as well. There you go. Is that a coincidence or no?
You know, we get a lot of our songs get licensed like all over television. Waking Up, every song on the album was licensed. So I don't know if it's a coincidence or not, but what I do know for a fact is that a lot of times networks and TV channels and shows, their producers will hear a song and go to their music sync people and say, can you go to one of these? There are people that create original music like that for hire. And they'll say, can you find us a song that feels like this One Republic song?
Because they don't want to pay the licensing fees.
Yes, because it's cheaper than paying the licensing
fee. Loop around. Can you guys like point that out more than, say, like the average person, like when you're watching TV?
I'm
or even
sure
listening to the radio and hearing other songs that may have been copied from somebody else.
He does that. He's like the monitor for that in the band. Any song I come up with, like first idea, first time he hears anything that, Brent, I have a new One Republic, a new song idea. The first thing he'll do is listen down to it and kind of be like, okay, what does it sound too derivative of anything? Like, is it? And what's crazy is sometimes he'll be like, this sounds just like this fill in the blank song, and it'll be a song I've never heard before.
Brent, do you call out Ryan for sometimes trying to give you guys a song that he's already given to another artist?
Wouldn't that be funny?
Hasn't happened yet.
That would be amazing if I pulled that off. By the way, that was a hit 5 years ago.
Do you guys ever hear a song that he does for another artist and think, wow, that could have been a great One Republic song?
We had a close call on this record. There was a song that we were all really in love with that we went through a phase of feeling like it wasn't going to fit with the rest of the continuity of the record, and in the last hours of putting the record together, there was like a big come to Jesus about, we absolutely can't get rid of this song, we have to put it on the record.
One of the songs he's referring to, I was going to give away to another artist who's, let's just say, bigger than us. You know, we made a judgment call, and ultimately, I think the right one. And we brought in Jeff Basker, who did the Fun album, We Are Young, and all that stuff. And he also did all the Kanye's and Bon Iver and all that. And he crushed it.
I have to ask, because of your connection to Timbaland, was that artist Justin Timberlake?
It was not Justin. Okay. It was not Justin.
It was Busta Rhymes.
Good guess, though. Good guess. It was...
What's the name of the song, by the way, that song that you're referring to?
It's called Can't Stop.
Can't Stop, so we'll know that when the album comes out on March 26th. That album, again, Native, the band One Republic. Guys, thank you so much for making some time. I appreciate it.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.